Hello. It's day 103 of hashtag 365. And today has been really difficult. You know, I said I was going out for some drinks. Woo-hoo! Things got loose. Yeah. It got a bit messy last night, not going to lie. And I made a really odd food choice. Really odd. I found myself in Marks and Spencer's at like midnight in London. And I was really drunk and I thought, I need to eat something because I've not really had anything for dinner. Because there was nothing I could really eat at the event I was at. It was all really bad food, you know? So it was good that I was being mindful of it. And I'd kind of like had my chimp caged and I was thinking, I'm all right. I've had a few drinks, but everything's in my fitness pal. It's cool. It's cool. I got this. I'd completely forgotten about this until about, I don't know, like 2 or 3 hours ago. I was just thinking about it and thought I made a really weird food choice in Marks and Spencer's. I think there was so much cognitive dissonance going on. I was trying so hard to not make a bad food choice that I just made a really odd one. Because I was looking at the sandwiches and I thought, nah, I just don't need all that bread and all that mayonnaise, all those preservatives. You just don't need to be filling your body with that. You don't need a sandwich. No need. Then I went over to the pasta salads and I was like, oh, they look a bit stodgy, don't they? You know, lots of sauce, lots of pasta, a bit heavy, a bit glutinous. Probably don't need that so late at night. You just need something clean, something lean, you know, something easy. So I went over to the section where they have like the pre-packaged sort of roast chicken breasts and all that kind of stuff. And sure enough, they had some pre-packaged roast chicken breasts. But that's not where my eye landed. My eye landed on this packet of, you know, like bacon when they cook it and it's like streaky bacon and they cook it and it goes really crispy and you can like use it to put in like a Caesar salad or you stick it on top of a burger or you just like have it in a sandwich. Do you know what I mean? You know that kind of hard, well, it's not hard, it's like brittle, crispy, streaky bacon. There was a whole packet of that. And I thought, for some God knows why, I thought that is what I need to eat. That's perfect because it's protein. What, are you mad? There's chicken right there. Could have had that. And I thought, oh, you know, and this, it'll be good for them to get some salts in, you know, because a bit dehydrated. Get some salts in. That's good. That classic thing. Why am I so obsessed with salts? So anyway, I bought this pack of pre-prepared, pre-cooked streaky bacon and a bottle of water. And I sat on a bench and ate it all. Just folding shards of crispy bacon into my mouth. I ate the whole pack. What a weird thing to do. So like I say, some serious cognitive dissonance going on at that time. And I woke up today and oh my God, did I feel crap. And so I think I started drinking again in spectacular fashion. And we did have a really good night. I was like hosting a quiz, basically. There's a whole bunch of people there. And I had to do this quiz. The music round didn't work. For some reason, none of the audio would play out. So I just decided I was going to sing all the songs. So I did like an a cappella music quiz, which was, in hindsight, completely mortifying. At the time, I thought it was a right hoot and a holler. But yeah, so I felt so ratchet today. So rough. I just thought to myself, do you know what? I think I'm just not going to drink that much anymore. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it. I didn't do drink spacing either. You know, it's so good if you have a glass of wine, have a glass of water, have something else, have a glass of water, have a glass of wine, have something else, have some water. And you just keep having water all the time. I just didn't do any of that. So I just completely messed it up. And then I ate a whole pack of streaky bacon. So that was my day 100 and, well, the end of my day 102. Today is day 103. And I absolutely cannot wait to get into bed, I have to say. Before I do anything else, though, I've got to do a national radio show. So I better go and do that, starting soon. And I think I'll probably get into bed about 1 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow is a new day. I'm very excited about it. I've also done very well this week with my steps, I must say. Let's have a look. 11,000 so far today, 16,000 yesterday, 15,800 the day before, 16,400 the day before. I mean, I'm walking quite a long way. This is good. Feeling positive. I'm feeling very positive, I have to say, about the weigh-in on Sunday. So I've got my eye on the 17 stone 0 prize. I think I'm going to make it. I really hope so, unless that whole packet of streaky bacon fucked it up.